The next attribute is misrachek min hakavod, that one should distance himself from honor. The truth is that there are three traits that we'll be learning in the next few days which seem to all go together. This one, misrachek min hakavod. The next one, lo megis libo b'talmudo, which certainly it seems like it's saying don't become arrogant because of your learning. And then third, eino samech b'hora. And, you know, don't get too happy, don't get too full of yourself, because you can paskin, because you can rule. It sounds like there's a common denominator with all of them being the issue of humility. So aside from the fact that we're going to need to understand what subtle differences exist between the three, but really they all beg the question, didn't we already have one of the earlier attributes in the list of the 48 Kinyanei Torah? One of the earliest ones was anava, was humility in its own right. So why do we need any of these three? So for this, presumably we can go back to what we've seen not that long ago from the Medrash Shmuel and others about suggesting that really there are two parts to the entire list of 48 Kinyanei Torah, and that now we're in this second part, and that the first part of the list are things which are necessary to acquire Torah. Humility is necessary to acquire Torah. But that the second half, which would include these three, are midos which are necessary to maintain, to sustain, to hold on to the Torah. Without humility, you cannot get the Torah, but once you have the kinyan, then there are new nisyonos which will pop up, and for that, you need further humility to maintain and hold on to your Torah. So with that being said, clearly, even before we get to some of the mafarshim here in Pirkei Avos, and related, this obviously attribute misrachek min hakavod, you know, calls to our attention the fact that presumably honor is not a good thing, it's not a healthy spiritual midah. And there are certainly many general sources that make this point. Earlier in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled, the Mishnah mentions three things which are motzien ha'adam and olam, three things which can ruin a person's life: kina, taiva, and kavod, jealousy, pursuit of pleasures, and a desire for honor, for kavod. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted as saying in the Keser Rosh in Os Samach Bet, "Kama garua hadavar, b'im shi'esh chas v'shalom, eizet tzad strara al hatzibur, royal hisrachek mo'od." A person should do anything they can to avoid having a position of authority over others, over the community. And if, for whatever reason, a person has to have that, ein rodef ba'olam achar chai ha'adam k'ma kavod, you have to be super duper careful, because there is almost nothing which is more dangerous for a person spiritually. Ein rodef olam achar chai ha'adam. There's not in rodef ba'olam. Excuse me. There's nothing as bad. There's nothing as dangerous in the world, says Chaim Volozhiner here, like the pursuit of kavod, which, as he adds, is moshel af b'malachim. It doesn't matter who you are, no matter how much kavod you have. You could be a king. You want more, and it's relentless. If I'm not mistaken, I believe I once heard many years ago from Dr. David Palkovitz that of all the vices that people have, usually as you get older and your body gets weaker, so those temptations and desires also get weaker. But that the one vice, the one desire which gets worse or more intense typically as we get older is actually the pursuit of honor, the desire for recognition and honor. So it's not the kind of thing you ever can feel like you've overcome. It is rodef ba'olam. It pursues you no matter what, nothing like kavod. So in general, forget learning, forget Pirkei Avos, forget Kinyan Torah. We see Pirkei Avos, Misil Sisharim says the same thing in Perkei Aleph, Chaim Volozhiner here. We have to realize how pernicious and how dangerous the pursuit of kavod is, even in general. Specifically, when it comes to acquiring Torah, so we have further sources in the Gemara and Midrashim that make this point as well. Mar Ervin Dafnon Hey, commenting on the pasuk Lo Bashamayim He, it is not in heaven. Lo Timsa Torah B'Misha Magbia Daito Le Ke B'Shamayim. You can't imagine. You'll never have Torah. No one will have Torah if they're arrogant, as if they are in the heavens. You think you're so great. You think you're so up there. Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes on the Beis, that if a person has gasus ruach, a person has arrogance, then as a siman for anius in Torah, for poverty in Torah, there's no way being rich, having a kinyan Torah, can go together with arrogance. And in a really amazing statement and story in Chazal, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Pei Aleph, tells the story of Ben Sisi, who was appointed as a rabbi of a certain community, and the Medrash describes that Asu lo bima gedola, when he got to the new town, they gave him a special pulpit, if you will, a special place to sit or stand, v'hoshivo oso lamala mimena, and he had, you know, his special seat, so to speak, in, if you will, in the front of the shul and at the head of the community. And the Medrash continues that they actually asked him a number of questions, three specific questions. The details not important for us at the moment. And in none of the three cases, he could not answer the questions. Lo hushiva, he could not answer them. And he was so embarrassed and so pained, he ran back to his Rebbe, who was then the one who recommended him for the position, and he told him the story, and he told him the three questions, and each one of them he understood, and he actually gave the answers. So his Rebbe asked him, Amar lo, v'lama lo, hashivoso, O son, kishem shehishivoso osi. Why didn't you answer the questions when they asked you, just like you answered the questions when I asked you? You knew them. In other words, you know the information. Why didn't you answer it? Amar lo, so he told his Rebbe, Osu li bima gedola. They actually made me this great bima. They gave me all this kavod. Hoshivo sialel amala himena. And I just, it went to my head. Venis almu mimeni divrei Torah. And I just forgot all my Torah. The kara alav hamikra hazeh. And he quoted the pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Lamed. Im navalta behisnaseh. That if you were put to shame, im navalta behisnaseh, it's because you were exalted. It's because you used Torah to exalt yourself. So, in particular, when it comes to Torah, not just the general attitude we have towards running away from kavod, but specifically when it comes to Torah, it is particularly pernicious and dangerous. It's a toxic mix, you could say. Torah just does not mix with kavod. It's worth mentioning one last point before we get directly to the Braisa, that the Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a famous humorous quip, which is included in the first parak of Perkei Avos, his commentary Ruach Chaim, when the Mishnah there says, "As Ehovas Hamalacha, Usneet Harabonos, Usnas Harabonos, love work and hate the Rabonos." So obviously, the simple understanding of the Mishnah is it's referring to two different professions and vocations. But Ruach Chaim Volozhiner had a quip that they're both talking about the rabbinate. That is to say, Ehovas Hamalacha, love the work, love the malacha of the Rabonos, the actual work, the learning, the paskening, I would add, the helping people, but he says, hate the authority that comes with the Rabbanus, all the trappings of the rabbinate, that you should hate. But the malacha of the Rabbanus, the actual work, the learning, the paskening, the helping people, so that, of course, a person should love. But the kavod, that you have to hate. Snei is that, because that will not go together. That's a toxic brew, a toxic mix. Okay, getting to our actual Braisa here, listing this here, our 35th of the Kinyanei Torah. So what exactly does this mean? What is this idea of Misrachik min hakavod? So the Tiferes Yisrael says, after b'shamru kohanal roi hu l'kavod. Even if a person has acquired and has observed all of the previous 33, 34 attributes and traits, and therefore you really are deserving of honor, afal pike, nevertheless, v'day shlo yirdavachar kavod, not only should you not be running after it, ela afilu kishi yirtzu b'ni adam l'chavdu, even if people are running after you, they are pursuing you to honor you, yachik es atzma mehem, you have to nevertheless try to avoid it. The Chassid Yaivitz says something similar. He has, as a number of Mefarshim do, a different girsa. His girsa is kind of a double language, if you will. It says not only Hamisrachik min hakavod, but also adds Ein rodef achar hakavod. Not only are you avoiding it, distancing yourself, and you're not running after it. So Chassid Yaivitz says, why the need for the double language? And he says that gives a lengthier explanation, but the upshot, he says, is that if you even have a little bit, Misha Sharash Hagaiva Belibosam, you can have just a little bit in your heart. A person has to run away from kavod completely, even if you have a little bit just in your heart. You're not acting on it. You're not doing things that are arrogant. You're not showing off in any external way. But you nevertheless have just a little bit, even in your heart. That also has to be removed. It's not just the external manifestations, but even something internally. And this is something that the Tzvaras Yisrael himself had mentioned as well, that it's not only that you're running away from kavod or avoiding it when people want to give it to you, but rather in your even in your heart of hearts, you have mitzad tznius, you have a sense that libo nishbar b'kirbo, you see yourself as a very limited person. So both the Tzvaras Yisrael and the Yavetz speak very powerfully about not only having or avoiding external trappings of honor and having external humility, but even having internal humility. Mir Tashem, we'll see when we do the next trait, the next shir. A lot of other Mepharshim see that more internal sense of humility, perhaps relating to the next trait, but the Tzvaras Yisrael and the Yavetz say that it's even in this one. Hamisrachim ben HaKavod is not only avoiding the outer trappings, but they think it even means avoiding even any inner sense, personal, private, psychological, or emotional sense of arrogance as well. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, also goes on a little bit of a tangent, not a tangent, I should say, but a rant, if you will, a lengthy discussion about this issue. And he points out also how important it is to be misrachik min hakavod. Ki em tzarach od lihisrachik shelo yeha olam noagim bo kavod. You have to run away from people even giving you kavod. Even when, af im hu mitzat taras libo yeshvel ruach for libo nishvel. Even if you have no personal arrogance, you really are totally humble at heart. Doesn't matter. If bnei adam noagim bo kavod, if people want to give you kavod, you still have to run away from it. Because even that, it's not only your own sense of arrogance, but even people giving you honor, that is a thing that can prevent you from acquiring Torah. He says you have to understand that if you're really held in high esteem and lots of honor, so then, sounds like he's saying very pragmatically, you'll have a lot of people wanting your time, spending time with you, asking questions, looking for your assistance, and all sorts of things, and you'll simply never be able to have any peace of mind to actually learn. Aside from the practical point, again, he also points out that the more it's external, the harder it is to prevent it from seeping in. Af misha b'nei adam mechabdeno so, bal karcha akalpanim tzach shiyukba b'libo, she'in shum maila v'yispal mi'umam ya'kavod, afilu kechut ha'sayra. He says, if they're giving you this kavod, you have to be extra zealous. You really should try to avoid it, and if you can't avoid it, you have to be extra, super duper, extra zealous that it does not seep into your own emotions, your own psychology, in any such way. So, put all this together, and we have the Tzvaras Yisrael, the Yavetz, and earlier in Perek Dalet, Chaim Volozhiner pointing out, you have to run far away from kavod, not only the inner sense of it, but here especially the outer trappings of it. Even if you're not looking for it, you should try to avoid it when people give it to you. A practical manifestation of this, so to speak, if you will, a subsidiary of this in a very practical way, the Medrash Shmuel here on our Braisa says, it refers to the fact that if you know you're going into a certain room or walking by a certain area, if you know that if you go there, people will stand up for you, they'll give you kavod, then you should be misrachik min hakavod, very literally. Even if it's the long way, even if it takes you longer, go a different route. Don't walk into that room. Don't go that way. Avoid the display of honor. And if by distancing yourself from that kavod, they say you will be zocha to Torah. Now this actual point is not the Medrash Shmuel, it's a Chiddush, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Beis. The Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, tells us, Ein roi l'chocham she'atriach ha'am v'yichavin atzmo lehen k'dei she'amdu mipanav. You certainly shouldn't look for opportunities to walk near people into the room or certain paths where you know people give you kavod. On the contrary, yelech b'derech k'tzaro mischavin shlo yiroso k'dei shlo yatricho la'amod. You should try to find some other route where you know the dafka people won't be there and will not give you that kavod. And this is quoted not only in the Rambam here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, but also in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridei, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simen Reish Mem Dalet. So the Medrash Shmuel picks up on this Gemara and this Rambam, and he says that's what it means here, Misrach Men HaKavod, not only all the philosophical, profound statements we saw previously of how terrible kavod is and you should avoid it, and no matter if it's external, internal, even a little bit, even if you, all that, and he says very practically, you should just avoid public displays of other people giving you honor. That's one interpretation. of our brisa. A second one, also offered in the Medrash Shmuel, is very even more direct, and that is that a person shouldn't learn for kavod. Rather, a person should learn for avas Hashem. You should learn l'shma. You should learn for sincere reasons. You shouldn't be learning so that you will be honored for your learning. The Lechem Shemayim, Rav Yaakov Emdin, says something similar as well. He says, Mikol makom lo yitachein lerdof acharav, ki aidei kach bevadai mispatel mehatorah. The kol shekin shlo yeh kavonas limudo, kri lahasig kavod al yadov. So first of all, any kind of kavod could damage your learning. But that's kavod that comes to you, but certainly says on all the more so, kol shekin, you shouldn't be learning in order to get kavod. And to make this point, he quotes a very important medrash in the Sifrei, in Devarim, Mem Aleph, on the pasuk of Ahavas Hashem Elokeichem, loving Hashem, you shouldn't say I'm learning Hareini Lamad, Lomade, Torah, Bishvil She'eshir, somehow I can get wealthy from that, Bishvil She'ekra Rebbe, so people give me kavod and call me Rebbe, Bishvil She'akab Oschar L'Olam Haba, or even that I'll get rewarded in Olam Haba, which is certainly better than the previous two, but even that's not ideal. Rather, person should be learning mitoch ahava. And Lechem Shemayim says that's, again, what's alluded to here. The Medrash Shmuel said as well, don't learn for ulterior motives, but learn out of ahavas Hashem. It is striking that the Lechem Shemayim adds on this point, he says, as bad as that would be learning for kavod, he says, v'ein tzarach lomar, it shouldn't be needed to say, shlo yitol atara b'chazaka, Uba Alimut. I shouldn't need to be said, but apparently it did. You shouldn't be forcibly taking the yoke of leadership, the crown of leadership, by force or intimidation or Al Yedei Shochad Mamon, bribing people. Sounds absurd to us, but he points out, at least at one other point in Jewish history, we know the Gemara Yuma and Daf Ches tells us that certain Kohanim Gedolim in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash achieved their position of leadership to be Kohen Gadol through bribery and other forms of corruption. And apparently in Yaakov Emden's time, this was going on as well, and he's lamenting it. He's utterly dismayed by it, and among other things, he says, "Oy lehem ulenishmasam, woe is to them and to their souls." So hopefully that's a very, very rare thing, but the idea that people should learn for ulterior motives, learn for honor, perhaps that is not as uncommon as we would like. And that, according to these mafarshim, the second interpretation is what Mesrachim and Kavod means in our context. There's a sefer, perhaps not so well known, called the She'iltos, not from Rabbi Chaim Gaon, that is somewhat more well known, but this is questions and answers that the Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner had asked the Vilna Gaon. It's reported from Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner's students what they heard from their Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner, that the Gro had told him. So in one of the contexts, he had asked him about Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner wanted to learn with students. I don't know if it meant to be a Rebbe or a tutor or something, not only for his own learning, but learning with other people. And Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner reports that the Vilna Gaon was very encouraging of this, even if it gave him a certain position of authority or leadership. But the Vilna Gaon added, "Rak l'harchik mekavanas hakavod v'ramot rucha," and you just have to make sure that you distance yourself from any form of kavod, really echoing our brisa. Shel daito, he adds in the name of the Gaon, says Rav Chaim Voloshiner, that the Gaon added, in his opinion, mitam ze lo hitzliach l'kama anoshim sheratzu la'asos kein machmashay gam l'shem kavod. He says he knows many people, talented people, people who you would have thought would have had great and successful careers in Torah, could have been marbitz Torah, could have done all sorts of great things, and in the end they weren't successful because of the Vilna Gaon's estimation. They did it machmas. They did it in order to get the kavod. And this is exactly what these mafarshim say. Our Bryce is telling us not to do. And a little bit of a more extended discussion on this. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Leib Bloch, that is the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, the first one of the Bloch dynasty. He, in his Shurei Das, in Chelek Gimel, discusses this, working off of the Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud Aleph, that Tsnuim Chachma, that only people who are modest and Tsanua, who aren't getting honored, they're the ones who can get Chachma. And Rav Bloch discusses the fact that it's a Klal Gadol It's well known, he says, to all those who know about human nature and spiritual forces, ki kol adam eino meshuchrar mehit chashavut im sivoso, that there's no one who's totally free from thinking about or caring about the people around him, what they think of him, popular opinion. Ki iyev shar l'adam v'asoso eze pula v'fnei achirim shlo yitpos mokom v'machshavto hirhur kitzen mit yachasim l'ze anashim sivato. It says there's no one who does things that other people know about who's completely oblivious to their opinion. And he says that this can really lead to dangerous and deleterious mistakes, religiously and otherwise. He says there's a lot of mistakes. First of all, he says, if you're being aware of and caring what other people think of you, you're going to be distracted. Whether it comes to learning especially, he says, you're not going to be able to concentrate or focus because part of your mind is on other people. And I think he's right. This certainly could be true. And says, secondly, perhaps even worse, you can actually make mistakes from this. Right? If you're looking to impress people, you may, whether it's a psak din or a fancy shir or some kind of learning, you really could end up making terrible mistakes, and you could do something wrong as you try to impress. So even though he's speaking about a slightly different phenomenon, not just pursuing kavod, but the idea of impressing people, doing things to impress them, it seems to me to be virtually a distinction without a difference. It seems to be very overlapping with this broader idea that we are discussing, and I just thought it's an interesting makor that I just came across for the first time, and I was happy to share it with you. But again, just to summarize, the second idea here in our Braisa is that very directly, don't be learning in order to get kavod. Not just that, as we saw previously, if people want to give you kavod, whether you want it or not, it will be damaging. But here, even worse, certainly a person shouldn't be trying to learn just so they can get kavod. The Machzor of Vitri and others suggest a third interpretation, and that is perhaps this is an allusion to something we've seen previously, that you shouldn't be so full of yourself to think that no one can teach you anything, or that certain people can't teach you anything. But rather, he says, if you're running away from kavod, you're misrachim min hakavod, mitoch kach eino nivze ve'eino v'nimas mililmod mikol adam. You won't think you're so much better than other people who are not on your level, and then not be willing to learn from them. As the Mishnah we've quoted previously, beginning of Perek Dalet, Perkei Avos is hu chacham halomed mikol adam. And there really is an amazing sifrei, Devarim Mem Aleph, asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom. The Torah comes from me, anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom. And therefore says the Medrash, Menayin ata omer shem shama adam davar mipi katan, shebi Yisrael yehei be'enav kishomeh mipi chacham. How do you know that if you hear something from somebody, a Torah thought, even if that person is a katan, you should view it as if you're hearing it from a chacham, and not just from one chacham, from many chachamim, and not just from many chachamim, but from the Sanhedrin, and not just from the Sanhedrin, you should view it as if you're hearing it from Moshe. And not only that, v'lo shomea mipi Moshe, ela kashomea mipi agvura, you should view it as if you're hearing it straight from Hashem, Talmud Lomer, asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom. It's as if the Torah is coming directly from Hashem, no matter who's teaching it to you. And this very beautiful, striking medrash is clearly just making the point in a dramatic way, focus not on who's talking to you in the short term, who's the immediate source, but on who's the ultimate source. Focus on the substance and not on the message and not on the messenger, because ultimately the truest messenger, the ultimate messenger, is actually Hashem. So the person who's actually teaching you doesn't matter. Don't be so arrogant to think you can't learn from somebody who, even who's a quote-unquote katan. No matter who they are, you should view it as if you're learning it directly from Hashem, and you should take it seriously. So that is a third interpretation, that Misrachim and Akavod, and therefore that will directly help your Kinyan Torah, as understood as learn from anyone and don't think you're above anyone. There are some mafarshim who add another dimension of this, which is you should know that just because you're misrachik min hakavod, it doesn't mean that there's no such thing as a good kavod or that you'll never get kavod. It's just that there's a spiritual law of the universe that if you run after it, then it will run away from you. The Maharal points this out, and he says that he quotes it from the Tanhuma. Similarly, also the Gemara in Ervin, but the language he quotes from the Tanchuma in Vayikra, Harodif achar kavod, hakavod barachas mimenu. Then kavod will run after him. Whereas the Gemara in Ervin says, Kalamachzer achar agedula, hagedula barachas mimenu. V'chal barach min hagedula, gedula machazeres acharav. Right? There's a reverse, the opposite impact. If you run after honor or prestige, it will run away from you. But if you run away from it, it will pursue you. And in other words, that there is a sense of Kavod HaTorah, but that's not going to be achieved if you're pursuing it. Dafka, the opposite. If you're running away from it, then it will pursue you. In fact, in conclusion, I'll just mention that Rav Yaakov Emden suggests that this is the basis of the those who have the Girsa, which he does as well, as I said, that double language, not only Mizrachi Mer Kavod, but Eino Rodev Achar Kavod. Why the double language? So he suggests that it's this idea as well, that there is some element of Talmud Chacham having Kavod in this world. In fact, he points out that later in the Perek Kinyan Torah, here in our Perek Vav of Perek Yavos, mentions Kavod as one of the things which is not in the world. So why are we being so down on it? So he points out, no, that's the Ikar here, that's what we're saying. Don't run after it, but rather trust that it will find you. He says here, even if you really deserve it, don't run after it. But nevertheless, a person truly deserves it, the kavod will find him. But you certainly shouldn't run after it, because if you do, as I saw from the Medrash and from the Gemara, it's an elusive goal. The more you run after it, the further it will be from you. The only way to have any sense of Kavod HaTorah, not for your own ego, but because you represent Torah and therefore that should be respected, the only way to have that to happen is not to be learning for it and even to try to avoid it. But the more you do that, then the more you end up being worthy and a deserving recipient of the honor from others.